Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
I try to live my life every day. Keep out of strife, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me. But it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt. Facade. And now I see, dearie me, what a hassle this would be.
Big hassle.
I'm out of luck, don't give a fuck, cause you're the cunt, not me.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 cunt. Big fat stinking cunt.
You cunt.
Standing true when I'm here to tell you, you're motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 cunt. Motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from your head to your toes, you're a big fat stinking cunt. Why don't you shut that scabby to be real nice, say it twice, good advice, even though it's futile, fucking imbecile. I don't know why I try to deny this nagging itch. You maniac, gonna get you back, you fucking son of a bitch. You are a cunt, 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 a big fat stinking cunt. Say it ain't true when you tell me you're motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from your head to your toes, you're a big fat stinking cunt.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the Conspiracy Underground, also known as the Conspiracy Underground News Team. I want you to sit back, relax if you can. Sometimes when people are listening, they might be driving, but do the best you can and get a kick and a little sense of funny that you can get out of the news with yours truly and the right lip. Okay? That's me and Ryan, Ghost and Ryan. The left lip and the right lip here doing it on the Conspiracy Underground. Thank you for all your support. Wait till the end. You can find out how to support us even further. But without further ado, I say, why wait for anything else other than we just jump right into what you're here for? And that is the news. So again, thank you for all your support. Thank you for sending in everything that you guys do. And we'll see you next Tuesday. Or Thursday. You never know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground News Team and the Tag Team Champions of the podcast world. I'm the Lunatic Fringe, the Left Lip Ghost, and with me as always is the Radical One, Ryan. Oh, the Right Lip, Ryan motherfucking Dean, where he's hailing from parts unknown off the coast of Australia.
Yeah.
In search of the Tasmanian Devil in Tasmania. How are you?
Tasmanian Devil, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good, dude. I'm just hanging out. Right when we were about to start recording, the dog started freaking out because the UPS guy was coming here.
Oh.
Trying to give me some shit. And I don't get packages delivered here. So, yeah, it's always weird when that happens. But, you know, the dogs seem to know when I'm recording, and they always like to flip out right before or during. So it is what it is, you know?
Well, it's good that we're a dog-friendly show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, if the dogs bark, you know, it's not the end of the world. We hold ourselves to a high standard, so we don't like any background noise or anything like that, but, you know.
It's because we're a lip above.
Yeah, of course. At this point, probably a couple lips above.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, dude, just to, you know, same old shit for me this week so far. The weekend was nice.
Good fights, I saw. Some highlights.
Yeah, dude, yeah, there were some fun fights. It was a big pay-per-view weekend. Feels like a while ago now, I guess, because we're recording on Wednesdays lately instead of Tuesday. But that day makes a big difference, you know?
It does.
Yeah. What'd you get into this weekend?
Chilled. Just relaxed.
That's good.
I watched some movies and stuff. I hung out over at my buddy's house. What did I watch? Oh, did I tell you that I did end up watching Notorious?
Yeah.
Okay. So I found on Netflix, Notorious, I Got a Story to Tell, or Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell, or whatever. So, and it's a documentary. It was really good. It was hard to listen to P. Diddy talk his spiel, but but it was really good on how he came up and you know, kind of, you could see the ties in with the movie. They interviewed his mom a lot and what have you, but it's really good. Check it out on Netflix.
It's called I Got a Story to Tell?
Yep.
Okay. I thought you were talking about, you watched Notorious as well, though.
I did. I watched Notorious as well.
Nice. Yeah, I was watching that thing on Netflix called Genius, and it's about Kanye and his whole thing.
Oh.
I thought it was cool. I like Kanye. I still don't mind him. I know what he's you know, kind of losing his mind a little bit, or he's you know, trying to lean into controversy, which, I mean, people are going to talk about him no matter what. So, I mean, I still like his music. I still think some of his shit that he was coming out with in like 2005, 2008.
Oh, she a gold digger?
Onward. Yeah, like all that shit. You know, the whole Graduation like series. Like, I don't know what you'd call that series of albums that he was doing, like Late Registration, Graduation, all those things with the bear on the cover. Those were all really good albums, man. So I don't care what he does. You know, people still listen to Michael Jackson with all the allegations against him and R. Kelly. And I still like Quentin Tarantino movies the most, probably out of any movies. And he was heavily affiliated with Weinstein and the Weinstein Company. So, you know, these guys can fuck up, and I still will appreciate their art. You can separate the art from the artist.
You can. Do you know what R. Kelly smells like?
Piss.
Yes, very good. Now, another question for you. If there were 99 dicks on the wall, which one would you gag on?
All of them.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't suck dick. If you say none of them,
then you're a pro.
Then someone's like, yeah, you're a pro. So, yeah, all of them. Every one of them. I can't even fucking brush my teeth without gagging.
No, I can't either. It's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had to suck somebody's dick, I would give it my all, but I would not be very good.
What the fuck is this supposed to mean?
I can smell the show from here.
What, do we smell like rotten tuna?
Maybe we look like we stink.
Oh, maybe.
It is hot out here. I probably do stink.
That's not hot here.
Is it nice there?
I mean, not the past few days. It's been kind of chilly.
Yeah, dude, I got in my car and I was just fucking pouring sweat like as soon as I got in there. And then I get out and I'm like, it's actually kind of nice outside. But in the car, it's a fucking oven.
Oh, yeah, so, it'll bake. You make any good food?
Did I make good food? I made nachos.
Yum, yum.
Made some nachos. I've been trying to show this restaurant to a very special person that I know for a long time. It's called Nana's. It's a great restaurant.
Oh, I think you've told me about Nana's.
Yeah, dude, it's good. It's fucking good. But the problem is they're closed all the time because people realize how good it is and they rent out the entire restaurant for like baby showers and private events and shit like that. So the last few Saturdays that we have been trying to go there, we haven't been able to. And I've just been cock teasing this girl over this stuff. And it, you know, just every time we call, they don't answer. We finally called. Just a tip. Hey, I'm playing with my little 50 cal bottle opener here, too. Nice. And so, yeah, we were trying to go, and just, like, finally we were able to go. It lived up to the hype for her, so that was cool. And had some sushi, you know?
Nice. Because
we drove down there when they're having this fucking event on Friday. We're like, fuck, we can't go again. It was, like, literally the third week in a row where we tried to go and couldn't go. So we just got the sushi place next door. It was fine. But when you're craving Mexican, nothing's going to fill that void.
No.
So sushi, you know, it's one of my favorite foods, but it doesn't come close to Mexican for me.
That's funny you say Mexican because, what was it, Saturday, that one Mexican restaurant that we have a couple, like one or two, but they're not as good. They don't for whatever reason, don't cook with any seasoning. But this other restaurant does. And they have this burrito. It's a wet burrito that I like. I forget the name of it. I get it. You can get it with steak or chicken. I usually get one chicken, one steak, or all chicken, or all steak, whatever. This time I got all chicken. And it comes with a side of beans and rice. And I think it was Saturday. I was like, you know what? That's what I'm doing Sunday for dinner. I'm going to get me one of them. And half of it fills me up. So then I had the other half for lunch on Monday. But I too got Mexican because I didn't feel like making it. I was just like, I want that because they make it perfect. I got to find out how they make this cheese sauce that they put on it.
Interesting. Is it wet with enchilada sauce or cheese?
Wet with cheese and like weird. I wouldn't say it's an enchilada sauce, but it's similar to that, but it's not enchilada sauce. I don't know. It's next time I get it, I'll take a picture of it or take a picture of the fucking menu and let you see what it is. But
yeah, I'm interested. I mean, I've never heard of just a smothered burrito with cheese.
Yeah, it's like a cheese sauce, like a white cheese sauce. And then there is like they put pico on top of it, and there is a little bit of a red sauce that they kind of put around it and maybe drizzle a little on top, but it's not an enchilada sauce because it has a completely different taste to it.
Well, so it's funny that you say that actually, because the place, this Nana's place, they do what they call an enchiladas bandera. And it's three enchiladas, and you get a red one, a white one, and a green one. So it kind of looks like the Mexican flag a little bit. And the white sauce is like a sour cream-based sauce.
Okay.
So maybe that's what it is.
The funny thing is this is Burritos Bandera, I believe.
Okay.
So it might be something very similar. Very Only nice. They don't do the Mexican, the red, the white, and the green.
That's the way to go. I mean, you get a little bit of everything, you know.
I'm a big green sauce fan.
Yeah, I mean, have you tried it?
Yeah, there's just something about green hot sauces and salsas that I don't know if it's because it's the only thing that's green that I don't really care for. I don't know if it's in my mind that it's not as flavorful or spicy or what, but I don't know. I'm really retarded when it comes to that.
Well, hey, that's all right. You didn't like avocados for a while. You tried that. That's why I was asking you if you'd actually tried it. It's got to be made right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The green sauce has got to be made right. I tend to like red more. But, yeah, dude, I mean, green chili salsa, you know, tomatillo salsa, it's hard to beat sometimes, man. It's a little more sour.
Okay.
You know, there's a little bit of a different kick to it. But if anything's done right, you can enjoy it. You know, even mole. I'm not a mole fan, but if mole's made real well, it's good. It's like a chocolate fucking sauce.
Okay.
Not into it, but if it's made right, it's, you know, anything can taste good.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not picky.
No, fuck no. I mean, holy hell. We talk about food a lot on this show.
Fucking eat anything.
I'll fucking eat anything.
Did you go anywhere fun this weekend or anything, or was that just mostly last weekend?
Yeah, I just stayed home this weekend.
Okay.
Just needed to chill and, I don't know, spend time with the dogs and what have you.
Well, that sounds fun. You know, dogs are usually better funner to hang out with than people are.
That they can be. Like I said, Friday and Saturday, I went over to my buddy's and hung out with him. Threw some darts. Haven't thrown some darts in a little while. Nice. Was a little rusty at first, but then I didn't do too bad. But yeah,
did you ever hang up that board that you got?
Not yet.
Jesus,
I know.
You just got it just to be cool.
I did, but I do want to hang it up. It's so bad.
Yeah, it seems like if you have one, it'd be a super fun thing to do.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not into it. You know what I got into, dude? And this just came to me because I am one of these people.
Jerking
Love
off.
Love on the spectrum.
Oh, I thought you were going to say jerking off.
No. Well, I mean, I've been into that since I was fucking 12.
Right.
But Love on the Spectrum, have you seen that show? Dude, do you have Netflix?
Uh-huh.
It is worth a watch.
Really?
Start with season 3. And it's not... Like, I was getting into it thinking it was going to be funny. You know what I mean? I was going to, like, kind of laugh at these guys because it seems like a freak show type of a show where they're kind of putting cameras in these people with autism's face, watching them in very awkward situations. Dating is usually kind of an awkward thing for most people anyway. And then you take these folks that are very awkward in normal situations,
I'm not even autistic, and I've been out of the game for so long, I couldn't even imagine what it'd be like dating.
I mean, so for me, it's always... the awkwardness is only in the beginning when you first meet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then if you meet somebody that's cool, obviously it goes away pretty quick, right? But dating can be awkward. I think it is awkward for a lot of people, especially if you get set up on like blind dates or something, which is what they do to these autistic people.
Yeah, I wouldn't be good in that kind of situation at all.
Right, because you know nothing about the person. No. It's hard. I am so bad at small talk. Like, I like to just get into actual conversations and all this stuff. I don't be like, so what do you do? Fucking, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Right.
Like, it's stupid. So,
what do you like to do for fun? What's your favorite color?
Exactly. Do you like music? You like movies? Yeah. Like, it's boring. So, but with this show, my friend Jared, who has actually popped on the show one time, you know Jared. I talk with him a lot. He's got a fight coming up soon. I can't say when, but it's
good luck,
up soon.
So. Good luck. I hope he kicks some ass.
Yeah, he'll remain undefeated. He's 1-0 right now, so hopefully he can continue that. But
one of my favorite Marines out there.
Yeah, he's not bad, right? Yeah. He's a cool guy. And this dude's an asshole. Jared is an asshole, similar to me, and I'm like your sense of humor. You know what I mean? Total dick. I love him for it though. It matches my sense of humor really well. And he tells me about this show, and I was like, dude, I was thinking about watching that because it seemed kind of funny. And he was like, dude, that's what I thought. I guess his girl left it on, and he was done playing video games or whatever for the night, goes into the living room, sees the show on, and he just got hooked in right immediately. Started off on season 3, episode 1, which is what I did. And, dude, watching this show...
Like, do they make out and shit?
Oh, there's one where... I'll tell you about it.
Where did I put my tongue back up?
No, so they're actually very... Like, they don't like to touch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're
those kinds
of... Sorry, I'm confusing that with Downs. That was Corky from Life Goes On.
Yeah, these are autistic people. Yes. The one of them, my favorite guy, Tanner, does have 2 Down syndrome roommates, and they just seem fun. They seem fun, like they're always enjoying life. And
we do send some pretty awkward memes about Down syndrome back and forth between me, you, and Joe, and they are funny and they're fun.
It's a fun thing to just kind of joke around about, right? Like, obviously, none of us are ever going up to someone with Down syndrome and making fun of them about it. It's just a joke, and we call each other retarded all the time because we all have a little bit of that retard in us.
Yeah, I don't think there's a show that I don't ever say I'm half retarded.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, dude. Like, we really are. Especially, like, if you're into conspiracies, if you're into a lot of this stuff that we're into, I collect fucking action figures and cars, you know. And what really bothered me about the show was, you know, those shirts that I wear, like those button-downs that I wear a lot? Every one of these autistic guys is wearing a button-up shirt in all their things. So I was like, oof, okay. Well,
you are
that doesn't help my case.
You are on the spectrum.
The people say I am a lot, dude. But I mean, my parents don't think I am. I think they're just saying that to be nice.
We love you, mijo. You're not on the spectrum.
And like, I've asked other people. I asked Brandon too, and you know, Brandon has given me plenty of shit. He's like, dude, no, you're not autistic. Like, and he works with people with those kinds of disabilities. So anyway, you know, watching this show, dude, it just makes you want to be a better person watching the show.
Okay.
Like, I thought I was gonna get in and laugh at them, and there are moments that are funny. Where they're awkward. There's this one dude, Connor, that's like super into medieval stuff, and he acts like a lord in his house. And he's like, you know, in his 30s, living with his parents still. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, he acts like he's like in charge, tells them all to like silence and all this shit. And they just go along with it because they want him to be happy. But there's this one dude, Tanner, that Jared was telling me he acts like a dog. Like when he sees someone that he knows, like he loves his family, his mom, his sister, his dad, he goes up to him. He's like, hi. And his sister's name is Midge. He's like, hi, Midge. And like just over and over again, he's super excited to see him. He hugs him. He stands right in front of him, like looks right at him. Dude, it's such a good show. And these people are so fucking nice. And like, you know, I got out of a relationship that I, you know, wasn't happy in and stuff like that. And it makes you think like,
it was full of toxic femininity.
Toxic on both sides, realistically. Yeah. But, dude, both, like, it makes you realize, like, what a piece of shit you and me are. And people like us, normal, quote unquote, normal people, are not as nice as these people are. Mm-mm. And it's just crazy to watch. And it just, like, it's a. It's
they
like
still have that innocence. That's why.
They have that innocence. They bring each other gifts every date that they go on. They're like, hey, I brought you a gift. And, like, they're showing gifts, to, like, you know, just giving each other stuff. And, you know, falling in love right away with the other person and shit like that. It's just, it's really sweet. But I thought, I was like, dude, I'm going to fucking laugh at this. And when Jared's telling me he thought the same thing, and he's fucking teared up a couple times watching it.
Oh, shit.
I have not. I'm not a pussy like he is.
Yeah. You're a pussy Marine if you're crying.
Yeah. And
Marines don't cry.
He didn't say cry. He said tear up.
The tearing up's crying. You're squirting. You're crying.
Sure. But, I mean, it is worth a watch. And I would start with season 3, episode 1. Tanner comes in season 3. But, yeah, you just see, like, their problems and, like, I don't know. Like I said, it makes me want to be a better person watching that show.
Gotcha.
And, like, a better boyfriend. You know what I mean?
All right.
It's weird.
The funny thing is you mentioned how he was acting like a dog. When I was in, like, middle school or whatever, we'd be walking around, little town, quiet. Nothing ever really going on, right? Well, it'd be kind of close to dark, and we'd be, like, on the sidewalk or standing in between a car, and they'd be going kind of slow by, and I would just dart out right beside them, right at the ass end of their car, barking and chasing them like a fucking dog, like, going nuts, right? Just being fucking dumb, retarded. And, you know, we laughed about it, thinking it was, you know, so funny. Looking back on it, I'm surprised I didn't get fucking shot.
Really? I mean, the dogs are always chasing fucking cars. That is obnoxious. I've been watching a lot of videos of, like, postmen and, like, UPS drivers and shit. Just the chaos that they have to go through
on a day-to-day
basis with these dogs. Just, and, dude, like, there was this black delivery driver. And a lot of black dudes are terrified of dogs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a stereotype that actually does hold up. And, dude, there's a fence. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm 6'1", and this fence probably comes up to, like, my chest, I would say, like, just kind of looking at it. This dude, black delivery driver, skinny guy, taller, this dude fucking hops over this fence like it's nothing because he's, A, his adrenaline's going because he's afraid of this dog, and he can probably jump pretty well anyway. But this dude fucking just hops over this like it's nothing. It was wild. I was like, wow. And even the dog's owner was like, nice jump, man. He's like, he's harmless. Thanks for, you know, the package and shit. But, yeah, dude. But you never know.
Like, I've seen videos where these fucking Cane Corsos fucking just bust through the fucking door going after people. And it's like, oh, fuck.
Well, and you're not trying to take your chance. You know what I mean? I love dogs. But if a dog's running up to me when I'm walking onto someone's property, I'm probably getting away from that situation. Yeah. You know what I mean? You never fucking know.
Back in the day, I used to carry, like, milk bones with me. This is when I delivered water, when I first got out of the military and was getting my CDL. You're going up on people's porches and what have you, kind of similar to FedEx, UPS, whatever. I knew some of my stops had dogs, so I didn't know if they were cool or not. And my buddy always said, always carry a box or a little bag of them. You never know. You know, give them a treat, they're going to like you. Okay, so that's what I did.
Yeah, some of these fucking big dogs and stuff, you need to bring like a little pack of like steaks or something, you know, something big to like
throw it over there and let them eat it like a lion.
Yeah, distract them for a good 5 minutes so you can drop the package off and then, you know, get back to your car safely. So, yeah, dude, I recommend anybody, you know, watch Love on the Spectrum. It's legitimately a good show. It's a kind of a feel-good show, and there's comedy in it. There is the one part at the end where this couple, right in front of the parents, was just kissing. Just, I mean, not quite making out, but a lot of kissing. Mm. A little bit of heavy breathing right in front of the mom, dad, and sister. Oh. Or right, mom, dad, and brother of the girl that had an autism. And, yeah, that was a little hard to watch. It was very awkward, but it's just an awkward show, and I love that kind of shit. Like, I love awkwardness, and yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. So that's what I recommend.
Absolutely.
Also, last recommendation, then we can roll into some news. I watched Death Proof. I've seen it before, but I watched it again. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but it's free on Tubi right now.
Never heard of it.
It is incredible. It's what it is. It's a Quentin Tarantino movie. It's Kurt Russell as a bad guy that goes around and fucks with hot women in his car. He's got like a stuntman car. So, I mean, there's really hot girls in it, which is, you know, it's always fun. You know, I don't care. There's people who are like, oh, I don't pay attention to that. Yeah, right.
If you got a dick between your legs, you're paying attention to it.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you're straight, I mean, obviously, if you're gay, you're not going to be paying attention to hot chicks. But if you're a straight male, You're gonna notice a good looking woman. Sorry, it's natural. And same with a woman. She sees a good looking man, she's gonna look. You know what I mean? Like, oh wow, you know, it's human nature.
I think the reason that the movie's so good, and honestly, I think gay dudes can also notice a very attractive woman, and so do women. Women also notice attractive women.
Oh, women are very on top of that, to the point where they get fucking catty.
Yeah, well, so that's the thing. It's a movie. These girls, it's, you know, there's a couple sets of girls that this dude's following, and just really good. You know, Quentin Tarantino always makes really good conversation in his movies, and it's a dope movie. So I recommend that to anybody that may have not seen it. Free on Tubi, and Tubi's a free app to download. So,
oh yeah, I forgot about Tubi. I haven't been on Tubi in a little while.
Check it out next time you get a chance. Watch Death Proof before it's gone. That's a good movie.
Might do that. So we were speaking of food. I have a little food nostalgia clip we can play.
Okay, if you want to kill some time, I'm going to grab my Zins real quick.
Go grab your Zins so you can Zin out.
I do want to see a food nostalgia clip.
Okay, yeah.
Is it like 90s food?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'll wait till you get back to play it. But, you know, we love food on this show, and when I came across this video, I was just, it took me right back to my fucking childhood. I was just like, yep, remember that. There might be one or two on here that we didn't have out here on the East Coast, but to its point, I love these kind of videos. You know, they just throw it back. It's nostalgia. And, you know, who doesn't want to go be a kid again? You know, so here it is.
You're getting old. If you remember what fast food used to be like, Pizza Hut in the 90s was legendary. Back then, it was a real dine-in restaurant with those red stained glass hanging lamps, those thick red plastic cups, and Pac-Man on the table while you waited for your pizza. And let's not forget the Book It reading program, the salad bar decorations, just mounds of kale piled high. Not that anyone actually ate it. And McDonald's in the 90s, totally different from what it is now. The Happy Meal toys were amazing, way better than anything you'd find today. Who didn't want to sit in a burger-shaped chair or squeeze in a quick N64 game between bites of your burger? And let's be real. Remember how ashtrays used to be everywhere? It's wild to think about now. Taco Bell in the 90s had vibes. That pastel and teal interior was peak 90s aesthetic. And their talking Chihuahua mascot? One of the most iconic things from that whole decade. Now everything's changed. They took all the good stuff away.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yeah, dude.
So you know, I got to make a little disclaimer real quick. I was thinking of a different video that I saw that I wasn't able to download. I had all these restaurants, but there's one that was showing 90s food that, you know, nostalgia similar to this. Couldn't download it, but it had some restaurants that we didn't have out here on the East Coast, but this one did.
Interesting. Yeah, I think it's kind of wild when a chain gets real big on the East Coast or the West Coast, right? Versus, like, it makes it sound like we have different palates, which I guess we kind of do by region, right? Like, we like spicier shit out here. You guys like a lot of breads and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of meat, potatoes, and vegetables. Like, very, if you think Amish farmer food, that's like Pennsylvania staple food. Unless you get into, like, a bigger city where, like, you know, down in Philly, obviously, you get the cheesesteak. Out in Pittsburgh, you get Permane Brothers, where, you know, it's deli meat in between a grilled sandwich with coleslaw, French fries, and a tomato, and the coleslaw is not, it's more vinegar-based. So, and that's very regional to Pittsburgh. And then you get in the center of Pennsylvania, where I am, and it's more like the Amish. You know, you get your pierogies, your kielbasa, you know, your Polish foods, your Dutch foods, so...
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, right? In the South, they like a lot of fucking, you know, weird shit, I feel like. There's some good food down there. Cajun food's one of my favorite, but of the shit they eat's fucking weird. So what was I about to say about, the way that they made all of these restaurants look more professional, I'll say, than what they used to be. I think that they catered to kids back then in the 80s and 90s. And they're trying to stick with that same demographic of people instead of continuing to cater to kids. They're following us as we're growing up and what we would think is appealing. Right?
Yeah, that makes that kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Well, that 90s was the boom era for fast food.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a kid in the 90s, I mean, I was born in the 90s. How old were you in the 90s?
I graduated high school in 96.
Okay, so you were in, like, 91 when I was born. You're, like, what, 14, 13, 12?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Something like that. Don't fucking ask us to do gorilla math.
Yeah, I'm not doing the gorilla math right now.
Dude, so what's interesting is just like they followed us. I feel like I selfishly feel like it was kind of my generation that they followed, because that's when you really started seeing it change. And my generation, and I would say...
I was 14.
Okay, so I nailed it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
14, 13, 12 is what I said. See, I'm not... Maybe I am autistic. I don't know.
You're good with numbers.
I'm not, dude. That's the thing. Sometimes I guess and it just hits.
Best autism movie out there, hands down ever, Rain Man.
Rain Man? Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't say Rain Man, you're wild. I feel like my generation especially... And my decade, you know, people born in like 90 to, you know, 99 were very much about nostalgia and were about like the old shit that we were into. Now, I know that there are exceptions. I know Matt's very into it, too. I think he's closer to your age, Matt mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
Because I know he was born in the 80s. You were born in the late 70s, right?
Mm-hmm. 77.
Represent. So I think that you know, people like my age started getting on the corporate side of some of these things, and they're like, let's continue to follow this generation that made this company so much money.
Mm.
Right? That's what makes sense to me, but it's stupid. Like, keep up with, because, dude, how would it feel to go into a McDonald's and you're sitting on burger chairs?
That would be a little weird right now, but they had that in the kids area. They didn't have it in like the main area. You had your regular booths, but out in like the play area where, you know, the kids could sit and eat. Yeah, you had the burger chair. You had I remember when they first put the N64s in and what have you. And I was just like, man, why are they doing this? You know, what's wrong with all the slides and the old characters like climbing up inside a Grimace and, you know,
yeah.
Just sitting in there like, oh, this is supposed to be fun. Well, it was fun. I don't know why, but it was.
Yeah, throwing up in the play place and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, see, that's the thing. They got rid of the play places. They got rid of all that stuff that made it appealing to little kids.
Right.
You know? So it could also have to do with money, right? You know, most of the people that I feel like are eating McDonald's now, because we know how unhealthy it is, they're on their work break and they're going by themselves like a sad fuck, and they're going in there and getting a Big Mac meal. Or something.
Hank, it sounds like I'm your daddy.
Oh, shit. That's pretty good. I don't know. How old is Hank?
He's young, dude.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's like 18.
No, he's not.
Okay. Yeah, I think he just turned 21.
He's got to be older than that. I drop your age, Hank. But no, I think... just them catering to adults is a bad move. It would be sick to just go in, you know, go and have a McDonald's fucking family night. I think that started dropping off and you know, they kind of went away from that fun shit. Yeah, he's 34.
Okay. And I did read that wrong. I'm not old. Well, yeah, I'm not old enough to be your dad. I was old enough to be Kyle's dad. Remember when Kyle's mom was hot? That was all the rage.
I never even saw her.
I think I seen one picture.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know Kyle's young.
Yeah.
But
I think I seen one picture. I'm like, dude, your mom's hot. And he's like, oh, all my friends used to say that. I used to get so pissed when I was a kid. So that, and ever since, and he said it when he was drunk and showed the picture at the tavern when he was drunk. And everybody was drunk. So that just became the running fucking joke. Kyle's mom's got it going on.
What do you think is better if you're like that, having everyone of your friends saying that your mom's hot or that she's ugly?
I'd rather have a hot mom, I guess.
I think it's better.
Yeah, because if they're like, dude, your mom's ugly, that implies that you're ugly.
Well, yeah, that's just mean, you know what I mean? Like, right. If you got an ugly mom and everyone's saying that your mom's ugly, that's just like, it's like, yeah, that sucks, I think, you know?
Now,
if you have an ugly dad, no one cares.
What Kyle are you talking about there, Hank? Because I think we're talking about a different Kyle.
Yeah, I think he's talking about Kyle from Conspiracy and the Force. Yeah. We're talking about Big Dumb Podcast, yeah, Kyle.
Big Dumb Podcast. Because his mom was right around my age.
Okay. That's hot. That's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Okay, what other clips do you got?
Because
I can go on about this food nostalgia for a long time.
We could. I'll play one of these now and then one towards the end, or I can play them both right now. I found some more clips of old world words and where they came from.
Oh, let's do those both right now. Those are always fun.
All right.
Let me see if we haven't heard of any of these.
Old phrases we still use today and where they originated from.
Christian Bale.
During the Victorian era, rich people became scared of mistakenly being buried alive at their funeral due to rumors of it happening to others. So wealthy families would pay for tombs above ground for their bodies to lay once they have passed. But as their bodies decomposed, a vile stench was wafted across the graveyard. This is where the phrase stinking rich came from. In the early 1900s, before the invention of the television, football was broadcasted on the radio. So to make it easier for listeners, they would divide the pitch up into different sections so people could follow along. When the ball was back in the goalkeeper's box, he would hear the radio host say, "Back to square one." In the 1920s, carnivals became very popular attractions. People would often participate in games to win prizes at these events. If an adult wanted to play, they would aim for the top prize, which was a cigar. If they didn't get the top prize, they were said to have gotten close, but no cigar. In the 1860s, during the American Civil War, soldiers who got shot would often fall face first into the dirt. It was said that the dead soldier was quite literally biting the dust.
Mm. Very interesting. I like these.
Three nice ones, yeah. What's the next one?
All right, here we go.
Old words we still use today and where they originated from. During the 1800s, in the Wild West, when cowboys were running wild, it was a dangerous place to be, especially if you wanted to transport goods to another town. So in doing so, the carriage driver transporting the goods would hire a gunman to sit passenger side with him for protection. As the gunman was usually carrying a shotgun, this passenger seat became known as shotgun. And that's why today we call shotgun when we want to sit in the passenger seat of a vehicle. In the late 1800s, many Greeks emigrated to the United States in need for work. A lot of the Greeks were stationed at the docks, inspecting cargo as it was shipped in from abroad. If all the cargo was in order, the Greeks would say "Ola kala," meaning everything is good. This was later shortened to "okay." During the Middle Ages in England, criminals who were sentenced to death would be transported to Tyburn Hill for execution. On their way there, they would be allowed to stop off at a country pub for one last drink, as this last drink was considered to be the last on the road to death. It became known as "one for the road," and this is still used today by many in pubs when someone is having their last drink before going home.
Now,
that's interesting.
It is. Now, Hank does say he questions the legitimacy of some of these videos.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. We do too. But a lot of the one, like I already knew the shotgun one, and there's some of these that we've played, I already knew. And that's what I was taught or learned where the origin of some of these phrases come from. So.
Yeah, I think whether they're real or not, it's fun to just kind of think about. And even if you're making them up, it's kind of cool.
You know what I mean?
Just to have something like, oh, yeah, this is where that came from. And it's like cool. It's like that cool like bar talk. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you know where that phrase came from? It's, fucking dudes when they were about to get killed and then they'd have a last drink, one for the road, all that shit. You know, it's kind of cool.
So the first one played something about the stinking rich.
Yeah.
In cemeteries. I have this short clip on cemeteries.
Okay.
Damn it, I went down this freaking cemetery rabbit hole. Shit. It then blew my mind. Got me thinking why 330 million people that live in here in America, and there's only 144,000 cemeteries in America, which on average is 2,400 dead people per cemetery if everybody in America was died once. You telling me this nation been going for 250 years and we still got room in cemeteries and there's not new cemeteries ever being built? Man, get the fuck out of here.
Definitely Cajun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think that the logic there is a little flawed because a lot of people opt in to get cremated now.
Now, but if you think 250 years, we're burying people. Now, granted, back in the day, in the early foundings, you just got buried where you died a lot of times. But when cemeteries started popping up, when's the last time you seen a cemetery expanding? But you see people always getting buried in them.
Yeah.
that's what got me thinking, because I'm like, okay, well, and even if there's mausoleums on the property, they can only hold so much. And then if you start thinking about the catacombs, you know, where people were buried underground, and you know, they got filled up back in the day, and but we keep burying everybody 6 feet under, but we're not building new cemeteries.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. Definitely weird.
It's one of those topics for the our, because this will come out before 420, so it's one of those conversations for the our fellow 420, not fellow, but our 420 listeners.
Yeah, 420 is on Easter this year as well. Mm-hmm. That's a fun thing.
It means you get to get high, and you get to celebrate the celebration of fucking.
Yeah, and Jesus coming back, they say.
Well,
right?
That's what they say, but the original theme of Easter was reproduction.
Was fucking like rabbits.
Mm-hmm. Why we have eggs.
Yeah, I don't know. For the record, I do believe in the resurrection story. I just don't know if it was that date, right? It seems, you know, seems like it's weird that they took that date, but whatever. We don't need to get into that. What do we got Brandon here saying?
Let me look.
That was interesting. I never knew where some of those sayings we use came from. Guess you learn something every day. You do learn something every cunt episode, for sure.
And if you're not learning, and even if you're not listening to cunt, and you ain't learning one new thing a day, you're not. You're stale. You're stale. You gotta find something at least one new thing a day to learn.
Yeah. Are you even watching cunt if you're not learning?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to get into this. You know, on the topic of like flat versus round Earth, you and I are both kind of in the same camp where we're like, we don't know, nor do we care that much.
Correct.
I would like for the Earth to be flat just because it would be a little bit crazy, right? If we've been told this for our whole lives, that the Earth's round, and you're an idiot if you think that the Earth could possibly be flat and all this stuff. I would like for it to be flat. Do I think it's flat? I don't fucking know.
The thing that gets me is the skyscraper theory. If it's round and we're spinning, and if it's round, how do skyscraper, and don't tell me because it's spinning, the what centripetal force or whatever keeps it. How are they standing straight up on level ground?
Well, we don't feel the spin, according to the theory.
According to theory, but a skyscraper standing straight up, if we're spinning like that, or even if it is round, it should be leaning heavy on one side.
Well, yeah, and like when planes are flying, it seems like they would have to kind of like account for that turning, mm-hmm. right? Like they would have to like kind of adjust a little bit. And maybe they do. I'm not a fucking aeronautics, you know, expert or anything.
I'm not either. But if we're spinning at 666,000 miles an hour and then going through space around the same exact speed, they're in logical theory, if a plane takes off from DC and is going to fly to, say, Europe, it should never make it there because of how fast it's spinning. It should never be able to keep up with the spin of the Earth.
Yeah, you would think that. But we're also on the sides, right? So it's not like we're not feeling that spin as much.
It doesn't matter. It's still spinning.
Yeah, and you would also think
you have something going like this, and you have a plane trying to go against that spin or with it. Technically should be locked in exactly with that spin.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying, is that it's locked in because we're in the atmosphere, so everything.
Well, if it's locked in, it ain't going nowhere.
I don't know. And yeah, you'd think that the trip back would be like 3 hours or faster, like half the time, at least. You know, I don't know. I don't know all the ins and outs of it. There are,
or if it's spinning that fast, the plane should be able to go up and just hover there, and the Earth should go by and it can just land.
That's the thing, but the thing is, it's so big, so it doesn't feel that fast.
Okay, you're starting to sound like NASA, Ryan.
I'm undecided. I see arguments to both sides. Right. The time zone thing's the biggest thing for me. That is a very hard thing to debunk, in my opinion, for flat earthers, but it's a fun thing to have a discussion about if people cannot get emotional about it.
Do you know how many time zones there are?
Huh?
Do you know how many time zones there are?
There are 18, aren't there?
How many hours in a day?
12.
How many hours in a full day?
24.
24 time zones.
There's 24 time zones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It seems like we would have like 5 or 6 here in the U.S. then.
We have 3.
I know. I'm fact-checking you here.
Oh, please
I'm
do.
I'm fact-checking you.
Please do.
There's 24 regions. So, yeah, 24 time zones. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just a different hour every one of them.
Kinda,
it shows 4 in the U.S., though.
It could be if you're probably including Alaska over there or Hawaii, maybe.
Well, with Alaska, it shows 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with Hawaii and Alaska.
Okay. Well, I know there's a there definitely from East Coast to West Coast, there's 3.
Yeah, but it shows 4 here.
Huh.
So I don't know. But yeah, it says, are there 37 time zones? No, there's 40 time zones globally, though.
No, there's only 24 time zones.
There's 24 standard time zones on each hour difference from Greenwich Mean Time. However, including variations such as half hour and quarter hour differences, there's a total increase of around 40 time zones globally.
If you get, yeah, all right. I'm talking the hourly time zone.
Right, but apparently, like, this is saying that, like, it can be 4:30 somewhere when it's, you know, 2 o'clock somewhere else. I don't know. Weird, but...
Very.
So, with this whole thing, with the flat Earth versus round Earth... This is pretty compelling, in my opinion, for round Earth, okay? So, what is this? Reality shape for each individual, so it would be both round and flat, depending on what you believe within reason. I mean, sure, but it's got to be one or the other, right? Like, I mean, it feels flat. It looks flat for us, but, you know, science, how it's bought and paid for right now, says it's round, right?
Ah, fuck, you're right.
What?
He goes, oh, my God, ghost. Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific. There is 4 in the United States.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, good. At least I'm not crazy. So here is the most compelling thing that I've seen for the round Earth theory.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
The really big pendulum. And unlike the pendulum in a clock, this Foucault pendulum at the University of Puget Sound is free to swing in any direction. The motion I want to show you is too slow for you to see, so I'm going to speed things up in this video. Played back at this speed, the pendulum appears to move around the room, but that doesn't really grasp what's really happening, because the ground is what's moving. It's rotating. You are watching the world turn. Let me explain. The pendulum ticks back and forth due to the law of inertia, which states that an object in motion stays in motion, unless something acts on it. So the pendulum continues to swing along this plane of motion, and from its point of view, it's just swinging back and forth along that same plane. From the pendulum's point of view, the ground is what's moving. A Foucault pendulum placed at the North Pole would appear to complete a clockwise circle once every 24 hours, as the Earth completes a day by rotating beneath it. But that isn't always the case, because at the poles, the relative rotation between a pendulum and the Earth's axis is at its maximum. So the closer you move a pendulum towards the equator, the longer it takes for a so-called pendulum day to take place. We talk about the sun rising and setting, but that only appears to happen because of Earth's rotation. And up until this experiment was done, we could only assume that the Earth was spinning due to our observations of the sun, of the moon, and of the stars, until 1851, when a physicist named Léon Foucault came up with this. And that provided the very first simple proof that the Earth rotates. He did all of that using nothing but a pendulum. This is a really big pendulum.
Okay. What do you think? Because I feel like if that was at the pole and it was doing that, that would make the most sense, right? Because that's how it's spinning. I don't know what that means.
It was.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
It's a little bit above my math grade. Was that a Tyson video?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Why?
because he sends some really bangers like that that just make you have to watch it 500 times until our retarded ass can get it.
I think that was, by the way, I should thank Matthew, Victoria, Tyson, Ken, Jim, Brandon, Hank, and Kyle.
Oh, and I love you too.
What? What are you saying?
I was saying I love you back.
To who?
It's on the screen.
Oh, well, sorry. I'm looking at some shit. I'm trying to figure out who sent that, but no, it was not Tyson.
Okay.
So you don't have to get us.
We just had our first marital fight on live, live broadcast. Who?
Are you and Matthew?
No, you.
Oh.
You and I. Who? It's on the screen. I'm looking at shit.
I'm looking at shit, you bitch. So I don't know. To me, you know, if that thing is hovering and it's sliding around by itself, that is definitely something compelling.
See, that kind of
the Earth moving
proves, in my theory, like if you look back in the day, I had Flat Earth Dave on. Everybody did. That just proves how the sun and the moon just rotate around us.
Why, like the gravity would pull that thing?
I don't know.
Or whatever we think gravity is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, it's just it was compelling. It's something that I thought was kind of an interesting little experiment there. But do we want to get into 9/11 or COVID? I wanted to get into a couple of these, you know, classic conspiracies.
Let's
I think
do both.
COVID is considered classic now. We will do them both. But I also have one on ADHD being fake. So I'd like to save that for a little later for the ADHD people that aren't going to be paying attention later.
ADHD, I think, is fake myself.
Yeah, me too. I think it's just hyper people.
Mm-hmm.
9/11 or COVID first, then?
Let's do COVID.
Okay. A lot of this stuff we know. These are classic conspiracies, like I said, at this point. So, you know some of this stuff. And it's just, I think with COVID especially, it's important to not let that die. Because, you know, a lot of shit was going on. And it definitely changed our world for a short time. I don't know how much it is moving forward.
Guess who has a green polo on and never got it?
Oh, you never got COVID?
Nope.
I think I had it. I definitely had it once. Because I got sick in a way that I'd never felt before, but, you know, I might have had it twice because I had been sick twice in that period where I was pretty sick.
I'm kind of a genetic freak when it comes to that.
I don't get sick very often. Mm-mm. When I do, I get pretty sick. I think it's the alcohol that we drink kills a lot mm-hmm. of the things in our bodies, including the good things that we need probably.
No. There's yeast and good probiotics in beer and alcohol. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah. Just trust me. I know this.
So I don't need to stop then.
No. Don't be a quitter.
All right. Here we go with COVID.
Remember when saying COVID might have come from a lab got you banned from social media and called a conspiracy theorist? Well, the truth is even crazier than we thought. It turns out Canadian soldiers were likely infected with COVID months before the world even knew the virus existed at the 2019 military games in Wuhan. CSIS investigated, interviewed the troops, confirmed the symptoms, and then buried the report under the Liberal government's orders. The public was never told. That's not just negligence, that's a cover-up. And it gets worse, because while our soldiers were getting sick, Canada's top security lab in Winnipeg was literally shipping bioterrorism-grade viruses like Ebola and Nipah straight to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Canadian scientists, flagged as national security threats, worked directly with China's top military bioweapons expert. They weren't fired. They weren't even questioned. They were allowed to return to China, change their names, and keep working on the same research that likely caused the pandemic. The Liberal government blocked investigations, sued to keep documents hidden, and then had the audacity to call a snap election right in the middle of the chaos they helped unleash. Millions died, economies collapsed, and the people who helped make it happen are still in charge. Remember when saying COVID might have come from a lab?
So, pretty fun, right?
It is. And that was actually talked about on a lot of podcasts during the time. That's how they, if it was real, obviously created in a lab and what have you, gave it to the military members, and they went back to their countries and spread it.
Yeah. Yeah, in the military games, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, that's a plausible theory still. I think it makes the most sense. 9/11, we'll just roll right into this because that was shorter than I had thought. I had watched the whole clip and then just ended it right before it ended, I guess, when I watched it. So here is Tucker Carlson talking about this interesting little component of 9/11. So here we go.
We recorded the interview you're about to watch 5 days ago, and I've been thinking about it ever since. It's with a former congressman from Pennsylvania called Kurt Weldon. Kurt Weldon was a very significant figure in Washington 20 years ago. He was not some obscure backbencher. He was one of the most powerful Republicans in the Congress, about to take over the Armed Services Committee, until he asked questions about the official story on 9/11, at which point the Bush administration sent the FBI to his daughter's house, destroyed her life, never charged her with a crime, and effectively got Kurt Weldon bounced out of Congress. I haven't talked to him in 20 years. I didn't know exactly what to expect, but this conversation, the one you're about to see, raises far more questions than I ever anticipated. This is not a crazy person. These are not crazy questions. He makes no claims he doesn't have personal firsthand evidence of. When it ended, I asked him how many other officials who were in and around Washington during 9/11 have similar questions. And he said to me, as far as I know, all of them. And he's still in touch with a lot of those people. After this conversation, which again, we've been thinking about ever since, I thought it might be time to look a little more deeply into the 9/11 Commission report. Was it accurate? 9/11 changed the United States forever. Those of us who remember it, who lived through it, can tell you this was a different country afterward, completely different and not a better country. And so there is no more significant historical event in the lifetimes of any living American than 9/11. And the fact that there are still outstanding questions about what exactly happened and why is troubling. Up until this point, most of the people who've addressed these questions are either crazy or seem slightly crazy. Now is the time for a sober look, not a wild-eyed, speculative look, but an honest look and honest conversations with people who participated in the response to that day, government officials. And so we're going to do that. We are planning right now a multi-part documentary series on 9/11. And we hope to bring that to you as soon as we possibly can.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Bushes were a little shady with that whole fucking
thing.
No,
they weren't. They're honest, upstanding citizens and great presidents.
What my favorite thing was about the whole Bush thing was that, like, a lot of Democrats started liking the Bushes when Trump got involved.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it just kind of shows you that there's the establishment, and then there's people that are meant to look like they're outside of the establishment, like Trump. And I say that way on purpose, because I mean, it's clear that Trump is part of the establishment.
Fuck yeah, he is.
He wouldn't have gotten elected twice, right? There's still a lot of people that really want to hold on to their beliefs that he is on our side and he's an outsider. And I just don't see that to be true anymore. And I don't see how you can see that when he's got Elon Musk, you know, in there, too. I think he listens to Elon way too much with this shit.
Just a little bit. I have some JetBlue clips.
Okay. Let's see.
Of the females going to space. So, where do I want to start? I'll start with this one.
Have you noticed the daisy in Katy Perry's hand? It reveals this 11-minute space journey is a hoax. Katy Perry completed her 11-minute space journey yesterday. When she stepped out of the space capsule, people found the daisy in her hand was intact, as fresh as it was before going into space, and not even a bit deformed. This has aroused people's suspicion that perhaps they didn't actually reach space. Firstly, due to the influence of microgravity in space, plants will be squeezed and deformed to varying degrees in space. A freshly picked daisy will deform and wither over time in space, and this daisy would at least shrink by half. Secondly, there is a lack of moisture in space. When the daisy is exposed to space without its root system, the moisture will evaporate rapidly, and the daisy will become dry and turn yellow. However, in Katy Perry's space footage, this daisy has remained intact without any changes. These details prove she might have just set up a space simulation cabin in the studio, and these 11 minutes were just a show. Bezos's Blue Origin Aerospace Company focuses on providing space trips for the wealthy, and they need a grand publicity campaign. But actually going to space costs a huge amount, so they chose to complete this live broadcast in the studio.
So that makes some good points.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that all these women went up in a big rocket-shaped dick. And
dick-shaped rocket. Not a rocket-shaped dick. That'd be terrifying.
Oh, yeah. Dick-shaped rocket. The other thing I wanted to say is if you go, and this is how they kind of train some of the pilots and what have you. You go up so high in our atmosphere, not even going into space, because the pictures that they were showing of all the clouds and what have you, that to me looked fake as fuck. You go up so high, then the jet will do like a nosedive, and you get a couple minutes of feeling of weightless and
zero G's or whatever.
Zero G's, yeah. And you just kind of hover there for a little bit. I'm calling bullshit on all this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've got a friend that is not a conspiracy theorist, and she has been talking about how, like, that looked fake.
Yeah. To her,
you know? So, I mean, maybe people are coming around. When you talk to people enough and you bring that stuff forward, you know, I think that...
You drop the breadcrumbs.
Yeah, dude. You just drop some little things here, there. People start doubting, and then they can kind of see where you're coming from. You can't come at it like an asshole. You got to, like, just be like, well, I just don't see it. We've been lied to about this and this and this.
Right.
And you give a reason why they would want to lie about the space travel and all this shit, and then it kind of makes sense. It's logical. So I think it can make sense to people that aren't closed-minded.
Absolutely. All right, here's the next one.
Hold up. So they say they was in space for how long? I'm sorry, but do you really expect me to believe that the entire space trip took less than 10 minutes? Come on now. Here they go once again, plan right in our face, and people just eat that up. So you mean to tell me they launch these women into space, they unbuckle their seatbelt, get the float around or whatever, look through that tiny ass window, see space, and then make it back down within that time frame that they showed? Nah. I don't think so. But what's wild to me is Blue Origin said that this is a 10-minute mission, but the landed post came back 7 and 8 minutes after launch, saying that they welcomed them back, they came back successfully. So something's not adding up. The math is definitely not math thing. And then they want to show us footage from outside the capsule. I want to see the footage from inside the capsule. I want to see them up in space. I want to see them floating around, talking, looking, pointing out that little window saying, oh my god, we made it. Something. Don't show the outside. Show the inside cam. Show when they're going up, when they're up, and when they're coming down. So until I see inside that capsule of all the footage of them going up, coming down, floating around, doing all that, etc., y'all can kiss my... Because I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
Did you take notice how small that little, I guess the rocket exhaust, the it was tiny compared to anything we've ever seen supposedly before this. You know, if it's a shuttle, the shuttle had two big fucking fuel tanks on it, had to go up. This thing's all, everything's tiny. It's small. It's compact. What the fuck? What kind of technology and what kind of fuel did we discover that we're not telling anybody about that's powering this?
Well, you know, it's a proprietary technology that Bezos wants to keep for himself, you know? That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess.
Yeah, I'm with you on it, man. I think that whole thing was bullshit. They had done one of those Blue Origin things. At some point before this, I forget who was on it. There was some kind of quasi-famous people on there.
Captain Kirk. William Shatner was on it.
Right. You're right. Yeah. That's also lower space, right? Like, they did the Red Bull thing where, the dude that was sponsored by Red Bull jumped. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and I mean, that's pretty badass if that's real. I could buy something like that where someone's going outside of, like, into the lower... Whatever they call it. It's a stratosphere. I don't know what that is, but they're
low Earth orbit.
What is it?
Low Earth orbit.
Okay, low Earth orbit. I could buy someone going up there, and that looks like where they were. But they're, you know, going past the firmament or whatever that is. That would be like what people would think is inside the firmament if you're one of those flat Earth people, right?
Right.
Once they can send people to the moon, like, I'm not really going to think that we could get to the moon unless I was able to get to the moon myself. And, you know,
they did, Ryan, and they even called a landline from the moon.
I know. And I mean, it's incredible.
There was a guy already on the moon taking pictures of Neil Armstrong coming down the ladder.
Yeah. Yeah. So he wouldn't have been the first one on the moon.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know, man. a lot of that shit's weird. It's a fun conversation. We, you know, we like to see both sides of that for the most part.
I have two more.
Okay, I got this ADHD clip we can throw in whenever we want to.
Something is definitely not adding up, and I'm going to be the one to say it. Somebody got to be lying. I was watching the live footage from when the capsule came from space. Y'all going to see it too. But somebody that was in the capsule opened the door, opened the hatch from inside the capsule, y'all. So when the door opened from the capsule, a lady that was standing by Jeff Bezos ran over to the door and said something, probably like, don't do that. You can't do that. It's showing. Don't open it. Don't open it. But it was already too late, y'all. It was on live feed. But you know, they still had to try to play it off somehow. So the people from the live crew that was talking was like, Jeff Bezos is about to open the door from the outside. He about to open the hatch. And then Jeff Bezos went over there with some little key or whatever. And then he act like he was opening the door when we all just seen that the door opened from the inside. That's not supposed to happen. You cannot open that capsule from the inside. It's pressurized. It's closed from the outside and locked and sealed. So how did they open it? Somebody on that joint opened it. So you mean to tell me they got blasted up in space?
So here's the other thing. And I don't know if you caught that. He said John. I'm going to take a gander that he's probably from Philly because that's a Philly slang. That's what they say down there. But do you remember the video right before that? And it showed the three parachutes and that capsule coming down and hitting the ground and the dust just going poof.
Yeah.
Those are fragile little women. And they're laying in like a dentist type chair and they weren't hurt or bothered by that impact.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that the impact would have been that hard, right? Like, just to play a little devil's advocate there, I saw the dust come up, but if it was hitting hard and it...
You're probably hitting, if it's that weight, the weight of that capsule with three parachutes. Now, remember, the astronauts usually splash down. They go down, they land in water for a little bit more of a softer impact. Mm-hmm. If they were up that high, those three parachutes... Hitting the solid earth like that, you're probably coming down minimum 60 miles an hour.
Okay. Yeah, and that would fucking kill most people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not falling slow. Well, maybe. Okay. I'll even cut that in half. Even if it's 30 miles an hour. Run with into something at 30. Yeah, 30 miles an hour. Bam. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, all that weight's going to make it seem like it's 120 or more, you know? I mean, it seems fake, clearly. I mean, most people are going to look at that, especially, you know, people listening to this show, they're going to be like, yeah, that was fake. I just think it's interesting to see, like, how do people see that it's real? Why do people think it's real? Is it just because they're being told that by an authoritative source, and that's simply it? Or is there something that, like, physically, physics-wise, makes sense about it? To me, not a physics expert, but none of it makes sense.
No.
So... I don't know. Yeah, I don't buy it, but hey, there's people that do.
All right.
So you had one more?
Yep. Here's my last one, and this is some satire making fun of Katy Perry.
Okay.
Today was about empowering women. My vagina was floating. Pussy's in space. Now I'm a real astronaut. Just like Neil Legstrong. It was truly the best 11-minute ride of my life. Sorry, Legolas. And the whole time I was up there, all I could think was, God, I'm rich. And while I was looking out that window, I was just like, ah, I should sell bottled water. And then I was like, oh, what if we land in an El Salvadorian prison yard? I should sing for them. Pussies in space! You know, today was really about sending a message to everyone who's struggling right now. I'm going on tour. So while we were up there, I was just so overwhelmed, I had to sing. Yeah. What a wonderful world. after releasing 300 tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Because it's not about me. It's about me. Pussies in space! Did you guys see Bezos fall? Loser.
Did Bezos fall?
I don't know. I couldn't find a clip of it, but I thought that was fucking hilarious. And she got pussies in space.
Well, dude, for me too. Like the it's so corny. Like how they're like, oh, we all wanted Katy Perry to sing. It's like, fucking grow up, you bitches. Like I understand. Like cool, you're up there with someone that can supposedly sing and all this stuff. They wanted her to sing her like fireworks song or one of these other fucking, you know, hits that she has.
Oh, and then they come down and kiss the ground. Oh.
Yeah, it's just so, it's corny, man.
It's so really, over the top. It was so oversold.
And I wish that they would have had that cringy-ass footage of Katy Perry singing What a Wonderful World in there. That would have been all over all the cringe pages on Instagram. I'm sure it was fucking whack.
Totes. So, I have a special major announcement to make for Cunt.
What?
Live. We breached. We finally hit the 100 viewer mark, and we're actually right now at 103
oh, wow.
live viewers. So, on that note...
Cool, man. Yeah, boom. That's nice. Well, thank you guys for tuning in and watching it. Yeah, it's the first time that we have crossed 100.
Mm-hmm.
Now, probably a bunch of people are going to get off.
Yeah, they're like, all right, fuck you, bye.
Just to fuck with us. Yeah, that's cool, man. Cool. Probably talking about the blue oyster or whatever the fuck. What's it called? Blue Shepherd?
Origin?
Blue Origin. There we go. That might have done it. You know what I mean? Just because everyone knows it's fucking fake.
Yeah.
But here's this ADHD one that I kept cock teasing you guys with. And
I love when you give me just the tip.
Well, yeah, that's what I like to do usually. Mm-hmm.
It's all I can handle in my mouth.
Yeah. Here's the ADHD one. I mentioned this to you. You said that you feel like ADHD is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel like it's fake? Do you have like someone that you know, or like maybe your kid or what, you know?
I think it's fake because of what all they put in our foods now. You didn't have ADHD much when I was growing up. And then, because right around the time when I was growing up is when, like, big tobacco started buying, like, big foods and what have you. And the high fructose corn syrup started getting introduced. All these sugars and chemicals and what have you. It's going to fuck with your head. And it's the food that makes people have ADHD.
Well, then that would make ADHD real.
But it's I see where you're saying that, but it's if you can control your diet and eat healthy, organic, what have you, you're not going to have ADHD. It is real, but it's a byproduct and a side effect of our foods, kind of like a side effect of any other fucking medication that they put out there. This is just all these other chemicals that everybody's putting in their body. You get a side effect from it. You know, when I grew up, nobody had a fucking peanut allergy. Now everybody has fucking peanut allergies.
Yeah, well, I mean, that doesn't make peanut allergies fake, though, right?
No.
I think what this guy's getting at, and I'm interested now more to see the whole clip, because I think that what he's getting at is that it's completely made up. So there's not even such a thing as ADHD. These are just these kids' personalities coming through, right?
Okay.
Sometimes people just have a hard time fucking paying attention to boring shit.
Right.
Or, you know, if you're like me, when you're cleaning or when you're doing like a task where you're just 100% in charge of that, I don't go like left to right on something. Like if I'm cleaning a room, I'm not starting in one corner and ending in the other corner. I'm kind of all over the place doing it. There's people that eat in a weird way where they have to eat the food from the right to the left or left to right or forward to back or whatever.
Yeah, they're like eat their meat, then their starch, then their vegetables or whatever combination.
Yeah,
you have
that would be probably more OCD, but you get the point, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's just people's brains work different.
And I hate when people say they're OCD and are not OCD, Randy Fisher.
Who the fuck's that?
The little fucker sits behind me at work.
Oh, I know, dude. It's funny when someone says they're OCD and they're like super messy.
It's not that he's messy, but he's so OCD that he has to set a reminder for this, a reminder for that. He can't make everything look uniform however we do everything else. He has to do it his way. Like, if you're OCD, you'd make it look just like everything else because it would look out of place.
Maybe he's a little autistic.
He is. His mom and dad were related, so.
They were?
Yeah.
Oh, my. How'd that come out?
He openly admitted it.
Like, he's proud of that shit.
I guess so.
Does he look inbred?
Mm-hmm. A little bit. And he's about, I don't know. He might be 5 foot.
Mm-hmm. That's why you don't like him. We got to the root of this. This is a therapy session for you. He's a midget, yeah. And so you don't like
him. And he has fucking Napoleon syndrome so bad. You don't know how many times a day, Ryan, that I've thrown him through picked him up by the back of his fucking pants and his shirt and just fucking chucked him through the fucking wall.
He's that bad, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the Disney guy? Loves Disney music?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. That's another trait of autistic people. Being an adult and loving Disney music is very autistic. Mm-hmm. I learned from Love on the Spectrum. So maybe we're on to something here. But we made a breakthrough today. I think that we're going to learn more about your hatred for this coworker of yours. Now, ADHD, let's roll into this and see what we think about this. Because everyone knows someone that supposedly has ADHD.
All right.
So here it is.
ADHD is a fictitious disease, says the creator of the ailment. Let's get into this. This is Leon Eisenberg, an American child psychologist. He is the one who invented the term ADHD. And on his deathbed, this is a quote he said, "ADHD is a fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. A completely made-up ailment." This was a shocking admission on his last interview before his death. Right now, 24 million American teenagers or kids are prescribed ADHD medication. It causes problems in the body. It causes addiction. Well, you're giving the kid amphetamines every single day. You're literally giving them a version of meth every single day. This is it. It's all about the money. So if we can convince parents their kids need pills every day, imagine how much money we'll make. Plus, with all the side effects, we'll make more money. ADHD is a fictitious disease.
I hate how those clips just end so quickly. They need to give like a, what do you think? And then fucking roll out. Because, you know, it makes so much sense, obviously, for so many diseases, right? Cancer could be this, right?
It could. There is a cure for cancer.
Right. Well, there's a cure. Surely there's a cure for it. I'm just saying, like, it could be completely fake, too. Right?
Right.
Like, this is just taking something like the most wild group of human beings are fucking kids, dude. You know what I mean? Like, if you're taking, like, you know, I would say maybe like 10 to 15, something like that. And of course, younger, they're kids can be a little hyper and shit. Mm-hmm. But
it's like, you know, go outside and play.
Well, that's the thing. Kids aren't able to do that anymore. They don't want to.
Oh, they're able. They're just not enabled. Well,
sometimes they're not able to because their parents don't want them to because they're afraid of like pedophiles or whatever. You know
right.
what I mean?
What I just said. They are able. They're just not enabled.
Okay. Very poetic. But regardless, I mean, you have to listen to your parents if you're a child.
Right.
So if you're not allowed to go outside and play and your mom's just like, hey, no, just
dude, I used to iPad. Scream. Not scream, but I'd be like,
I believe that.
Like, my stepson or whatever, like, get the fuck off the fucking Xbox or PlayStation. Go the fuck outside. Go outside. You're starting to stink, dude. Like, go outside and play. Go build a fort. Go do
sweat.
Something.
You'll smell better.
Yeah, go sweat. Like, you use your imagination. Like, be creative.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with the ADHD thing, it makes a lot of sense, but it makes sense for so many other diseases too.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that aren't talked about as much from like mainstream medicine, it's like the gut health stuff. That's not really talked about too much.
No.
They're kind of being pressured into talking about it more, but all these commercials that you see on TV, they're not like holistic things. They're not like, hey, take this supplement and it might help your fucking, you know, gut health, or it might help you shit more, or whatever you might need to do.
No, they're, you're never going to see that on mainstream commercials or anything. The only place you're going to get that is alternative information, such as podcasts, maybe a reel that, you know, somebody's done that, you know, did their own research and looking into this, trying to spread word.
But the thing is, why is that allowed then?
Because,
you know what I mean?
Because we're one of two countries that allow big pharma to put commercials on our TV.
No, what I'm saying is, why are people allowed to talk about that holistic stuff on alternative media sources?
Because we have freedom of speech.
But we know that people get censored still. You know,
they
get censored about really goofy shit. I mean, like that fucking COVID snake venom documentary was censored.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. But so, we also know during that time, the owners or CEOs of those companies were told to do that by the federal government.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, it's just a weird thing. I just wonder, like, our medicine system's so fucking weird here. It's just a crazy, crazy fucked up thing that we have to sit here with and just deal with, I guess. We got these tariffs. We can talk about those real quick. I've got a, you know, both these clips are kind of funny. One's a little funnier than the other. One's South Park. One's, you know, not South Park. And then I'm good on clips. I don't know if you got anything else, but I'll play these two on the tariffs, and we'll see. We will see how this goes. The tariff thing's going to be interesting. I might actually have three clips. No, I got two.
Okay.
So, all right, here we go. First one. Not funny one, but kind of funny.
Okay, China, you want to get in a trade war with us? We're going to put over 100% tariff on all of your exported goods. How do you like that?
All right, cool. Fine by me.
Why don't you care? Yeah, your American companies that claim to make everything in America actually just repackage what we manufacture and then charge your American consumer over 1,000%. So we'll just sell directly to them and they'll actually save a lot more money. So thanks for that.
Wait, what are you talking about? How?
Lululemon charges $100 for a single pair of leggings. They can get the same exact thing from us for $3 to $6. 100% tariff, they're still getting an 80% discount.
Wait, but that's not fair.
And you don't even want me to get started on your luxury products like Louis Vuitton, Birkenstock that charges $3,000 a bag, where we make it for them for a fraction of the price. And get this, you have a loophole where tariffs don't apply for your Americans that consume under $800.
Americans might be able to do that if they knew how to contact the manufacturers.
That's the best part. That's the best part. All of us Chinese manufacturers are going on TikTok and telling you Americans exactly where and how to buy their favorite products.
Wait, no, don't do that. Don't fight back.
Or we're going to show you just exactly how petty we can be.
Okay, China, you want to get in trade?
So
I do love real quick how he has to edit himself. Like he fucked up a couple times and had to repeat, but didn't edit it out. So that's great. What were you going to say?
I have seen a few TikTok videos where people are saying, oh, China, come out and expose this. And, you know, yeah, all your expensive shit like Louis Vuitton, your Prada, pick a company, is made in China. Then all they do is send it back to the country of origin, say Italy, where they put they sew on the Italian flag. Because they sew it on, that's how they get around made in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And then charge. So I don't know how true it is, but if it is, it's kind of fucked.
Well, I don't know how much that dude knows about what he's talking about, because when you make a video like that and you don't even get your brands right that you're trying to talk about,
right,
because you're trying to just, like, that's the problem. And I fell into this when I was making, like, when I was heavy into conspiracy stuff. You want to act like you know everything about what you're talking about, right? Because it seems like it's like, oh, this dude knows his shit. And so many people that listen to so many podcasts are so stupid that they'll just believe you because you're saying it with conviction.
Right.
This dude is talking about luxury brands like Louis Vuitton and Birkenstock, he said. Birken is what he meant, not Birkenstock. Birkenstock are those hippie shoes.
Yeah, they're made here in America. Nice bags. Birkenstocks, no, maybe they're not made here in America.
I don't know where they're made, but they're not a luxury brand. Birkin is a luxury brand, yeah. Right?
Birkenstock, no. Like you said, stinky hippie.
Yeah, but he that's the thing. So he's trying to sound like authoritative on the whole thing. I don't know. You know, I have a hard time believing that Chinese manufacturers are getting on TikTok and being like, hey, buy all shit here. You know, like, I don't think that makes sense that they would do that. And I don't think that would make it through the firewall or anything like that. I don't know. But this is Trump negotiating with China on tariffs. And it'll be interesting to see how this works out. If Trump actually and the U.S. actually ends up getting the better deal of this, because on the surface, it does seem like a bad idea to get into a trade war with China, right? When you hear that.
There is no trade war. They don't import anything from America.
They don't import anything from America, but we import a lot of shit from them.
Yes.
So that would be a trade war that would be bad for us.
It could be.
Because the trade war comes from, like, me buying your shit. Like, if you and I are in a trade war and you export a bunch of shit to me and I buy a bunch of shit from you, but I don't export anything to you, and I'm like, hey, the prices need to change, and you're saying, no, they're not going to change, would be a trade war still.
True, true, true.
You know what I mean? We're having a conflict over this idea of trading, which there's no trade here. It's just buying goods. Mm-hmm. It's not – we're not trading fucking – wheat for fucking rocks or whatever, you know what I mean?
We're not trading wheat for rice.
No, none of these. So check this out. This is, I think, an interesting little, South Park always has these good little bits and you can apply them to all aspects of life. But here is, the Chinese owner in South Park of, I forget his name, but he owns a restaurant called Shitty Walk, really called City Walk, but it's Shitty Walk because that's how he pronounces it. And he's talking with the kids about how to fly out of the country.
Oh, I love this clip.
Okay, for people, Canada, cost a lot of money. Gonna be about $6,500.
How about $50?
$50? You flying to Canada cost at least $3,000.
$55.
Hey, stop wasting my time at $55. No way I take my plane to Canada for less than $1,000.
Okay, $60.
$62.
Okay.
Okay, meet me Park County Airfield, Yellow Cessna Tail number 432G.
Got it.
Never try to bother with a Chinese man. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if Trump's going to come out on top there or China is, but I have a feeling it'll be good for us, but I'm just being hopeful, I think.
Yeah. We'll see. We can be. America was run on tariffs a long before they introduced taxes. And we were very prosperous. I think that's where, if you want to side with him, he wants to take it back to. There's talks he wants to get rid of the IRS and taxes altogether.
I'd love that.
That would be great. That would be great for every fucking American. And yeah, run
keep
on
all your money that you work for, and you won't have to fucking get the money that you loan to the government back later.
Right. Right here. You know, you get taxed on what you work for. You get then the money that you get that was taxed. You go to the store, you get taxed. Then if you die, your kids have to pay a tax on you. Like
tax on your home, tax on everything.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Property tax, fucking all kinds of shit. I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. I'm just kind of going along for the ride these days. I'm not so uptight about it because I feel like that just, it makes you...
two wings. It
makes you worry about shit.
One fucking bird.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's roll into cunt of the week.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt.
Music right there, dude. That's some fucking... That's some jam music right there.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna go Jeff Bezos with the blue orgy story.
Fuck.
Did I take yours?
Yeah, you did. I'm going to go with... I'll go with the whole flat earth thing. Flat earth, round earth. They're cunts, both of them. Doesn't matter.
Both sides?
Both sides. Cunts.
It is a very cunty argument.
It is.
Yeah. There was actually this dude, I forget who it was, a UFC fighter. It might have been... I think it was Ilia Topuria. He's a Spanish champion. He vacated his belt, featherweight champion. And he was talking about Bryce Mitchell, who's a very big-time flat earther. And he was talking, he was like, okay, let's say the earth is flat. What do I gain from knowing that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of speaks in a little bit of broken English, but he's understanding. He's like, that doesn't affect my training. That doesn't affect anything about my life personally. I'm still going to be working towards my goals, whether the earth's flat or round. It doesn't matter, right? So it's just, it's one of those things where people get really caught up in it and they get very passionate. And I feel like it's a waste of energy to really get upset about something like that.
Very
sure,
waste
being lied to if the earth is flat and it's, and it, you know, they're telling us it's round. We're being lied to. We've been lied to about everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So really at the end of the day, who cares?
It I mean, I got told I look like a sexy man once. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
You're lying to my face.
Yeah, you're lying to my face just because you want my body.
It, right. Okay. My beautiful dad bod. What have you.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, people lie. It's just, it's crazy to get that upset about something like that. So, yeah, I agree with that. The flat earth, round earth, you know, debaters are cunty.
Stupid.
I like it.
So, sponsor for this show is, as always, purepetwellness.com. Go there for your own CBD hookup for your pets. That's purepetwellness.com. You enter ghost or DWP at checkout. That's DWP or ghost at checkout. You get 20% off your entire order. You can use that as many times as you want. These CBD products are good for stress, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain. We kind of even use them on ourselves sometimes. They don't recommend that. But Nico and his family have a great product, American-made, American-sourced, straight out of California. That's purepetwellness.com. And you know the promo code. You want to support us in any other way? Go to patreon.com, sign up for one of our tiers. You just patreon.com, put in the slash and either Dangerous World Podcast or My Third Eye Podcast, sign up. It's that simple. Ryan puts up the videos. I don't. My video, the video is free on X. If you also want to sponsor us, Ryan's in the process of making a banger of a shirt. And I'm lying about that. But we have two shirts out. You know, we have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle theme and we have the G.I. Joe theme. Go there. It's dangerousworldpodcast.com and pick a shirt. And if you want one of his shirts that he's made, Government is the Virus. I mean, he has some old school ones. I love them all. Go there, support him, support the show. And I think that's everything other than what we are.
Lip above.
Are we?
I think so. I like to think we are.
Oh, I think we're three lips above.
It's really all that matters.
Stack them up like fucking hamburger patties.
Ooh, a little triple decker?
Yeah. I mean, let's get freaky with it if we're a lip above. I mean, come on.
Let's do it. Yeah, just stack a bunch of lips on each other.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
It sounds like a very fun time. But thank you for tuning in. We will see you next time.
1, 2, 3, 4. I told you so. I told you. I told you so. I told you. Remember when I told you about 9/11? Remember when I told you about Building 7? Remember when I told you about the fluoride in the water? Yes, I did. Remember when I told you about the New World Order? Remember that? Remember when I told you about the chemtrails in the sky? Remember when I told you that NASA was full of lies? Remember when I told you about the ultra mind control? Well, I just wanna say that I told you so, yeah. Remember when I told you about 432 hertz, that is, and what 440 can do to you? It hurts my ears. Remember when I told you about the vaccine agenda? Yes, I did. And that Michelle Obama is a transgender. Yes, he is.
the dinosaur fraud, the climate change scam, and yes, Sandra Bullock is also a man. Remember when I told you that there ain't no globe? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Remember when I told you about the TV flicker rate? And how it puts your brain in an alpha state? Remember when I told you about germ theory? Remember when I told you about gravity? Remember that? Remember when I told you about Paul McCartney? Remember when I told you about direct energy? Remember when I told you about Monsanto? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Yeah. Remember when I told you about the mainstream media? Your so-called celebrities and pedophilia. Remember that child trafficking and adrenochrome. Remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone? Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Yeah, I told you so.
Are you ready for more independence as a financial advisor? Consider the RIA model. Schwab Advisor Services has helped thousands of advisors make the move. To find your path, start with Schwab at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths today.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.